May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. On Sunday, May the 30th, 2004, I was in this pulpit preaching and celebrating here at St. John's. May 30th of 2004 was the last of three Sundays that I had served as supply priest here at St. John's. In my sermon that Sunday, I told you that I would no longer be with you as a supply priest because I'd been selected by St. John's and consequently appointed by the bishop to become your priest in charge. And on June the 1st, 2004 was my official starting date. And it's really hard to believe it's been 5 years since that happened. Looking back over those 5 years, it's really been an amazing journey for all of us. In 2004, it was as if God took an awful lot of brokenness and just brought it together with a lot of grace and humility, some tears, lots of love. And God said, let me show you what we can do. You see, the key word in 2004 for all of us was the word survival. At St. John's in January of 2004, two-thirds of the congregation just simply got up and walked out, bitterly angry over some decisions that had been made in the church. Not only did they leave the church, but they took with them 3/4 of the money pledged for that year. And St. John's had a struggle on its hand. The buildings, they were in terrible condition. Hugh's house had been simply left to rot. And in all of that came a priest who was recently divorced and just learning to deal with the death of his daughter, Rachel. The word survival was never used in 2004, but it was certainly lived on a day-to-day basis. In Woodford County, St. John's Episcopal Church was not very well known, except that an ugly split had taken place. I remember my first ministerial association meeting, and Doug Simpson, pastor of Pinkard Baptist Church, said, man, he said, you Episcopals split ugly. Us Baptists just leave and start the church, and we expect it, but you Episcopal split ugly. And I remember in my first few weeks here, somebody thought that St. John's was simply the chapel for the Baptist church. So in 2004, this remnant of brokenness that God brought together, this remnant that was hurt and grieving, sometimes angry, and incredibly small in numbers, rolled up our sleeves and said, we are a community of worship. That's what God has called us to do and to be, and that's what we are going to do. We worked on St. John's becoming a welcoming place that shows nothing less than the face of Christ. We opened our hearts and we opened our doors to the community. We responded to needs we found out about in the community. And yes, we responded to needs in our nation. And we've responded to needs throughout the world. We build on the foundation that was laid for the Christian formation of ourselves. And we danced. And we've laughed. And we've enjoyed one another's company. Oh yeah, we've struggled with issues, but you know what? Being a Christian does not make us exempt from struggling with issues. But as Christians, it is how we dealt with those issues. With honesty and openness. With respect and courtesy. And that wonderful ingredient called love that makes those struggles godly. And because of all this, today in this county and beyond, St. John's Episcopal Church is known. The church with an open door at all times, both for individuals who wish to worship and also for groups who need a place to meet. You know, I say all this because a lot's happened in 5 years. St. John's Episcopal Church is now the little church that could. And it has. And it will continue to be. Because we can sit here today and look back over the last 5 years at a long list of incredible ministries that have grown and have thrived. In and through and some because of St. John's. On the Feast of Pentecost in 2004, the focus was simply survival. But the Feast of Pentecost today, the focus is on mission and it's on ministry. You know, Jesus did not say to Philip, his disciple, without reason, "You who believe in me will do the works that I do. And greater works you will do because I go to the Father." In 2004, our faith in God and our willingness to trust the Spirit has brought us to where we are today. And what's happened at St. John's is not because of any single individual. It's because many opened themselves to the possibilities that God had for us. They glimpsed the vision of God's intention for St. John's. And prayed earnestly for the guidance to fulfill the mission and the ministry that God wanted from St. John's. So we sit here today and we look back with an incredible sense of gratefulness for all that's been done. But you know something? The same words of Jesus to Philip still apply today. Yes, we have done all this, but there are still some greater works to be done. Because believe me, God is not finished with us at St. John's. I look back personally with an incredible sense of deep gratitude for being part of something that's been incredibly godly and beautifully holy. But now all of us are called to look forward, strengthen the ministries we've begun, but also to open our hearts to the possibilities of new opportunities of ministry in our community. To continue to deepen our own spiritual journey and to strengthen our own discipleship to carry out those ministries and that mission that God is calling us to. So be assured on this day of Pentecost that the gift of the Spirit is really the only gift that keeps on giving. Last 5 years have proved that, because we were open to not only receiving the Spirit, but using those gifts that the Spirit gave to us. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. That gift of the Spirit has been given to us, and now it's up to us to use it. Amen.